Data on 25 million Britons lost in post. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. The UK's Prime Minister Gordon Brown is doing his best to hide his government's blushes after the biggest security breach in British history. Two computer disks containing banking and personal details of 25 million Britons got lost in the post. The disks went missing while being transferred between government departments. They contained highly confidential data on nearly half the country's population, including names, addresses, birth dates, and national insurance numbers. There were also details of 10 million bank accounts. The loss leaves most Britons now worried about identity theft and bank fraud. People have been advised that the disks have probably not fallen into bad hands. However, the government announced that people need to keep an eye on their bank accounts for anything suspicious, just in case. Mr. Brown apologised to the British public. "I profoundly regret and apologise for the inconvenience and worries that have been caused to millions of families that receive child benefits," he told politicians. "We have a duty to do everything that we can to protect the public," he added. Britain's Finance Secretary, Alistair Darling, tried to reassure people, saying, "The police tell me there is no evidence that there has been any criminal or unusual activity." Meanwhile, British Information Commissioner Richard Thomas, who is responsible for data protection, said the security lapse was a shocking case. In a BBC interview, he explained, "I am at a loss how to find out what happened in this situation. It is not just about the law. It is about retaining the trust and confidence of the population, who entrust so much information to government."